Okay, do you have some impression?
Well, when they came, they stayed with us for about a month when they did this turning. Uh-huh. And actually, this is the first time I ever saw it, 36 years waiting to see this, I don't know that it's the actual documentary that was done, because in France, they have a program called a dossier l'écran. And it was done as a dossier l'écran, and there was a debate afterwards. So it would be very interesting to ask Antenne 2, because it was Antenne 2, for a copy of the dossier l'écran. And I ran into El Kabash in France, and I think maybe 6 years afterwards I was in France, and he said, "Ah, vous croyez toujours?" I said, "Yes, Orville's a lifetime. You know, it's for your lifetime. It's going to take a lifetime." And it's just a pleasure to see the contrast from then and now. The interview in the hut, that was my bed, you know. It was just so nice. It's like it put me back into the space and aspiration. And yeah, it's lovely. Very nice.
What's your name?
Claire.
Claire, is she the mother of the auntie?
Yes. She was 1.5 months old. Because when El Kabash and the team left, he invited Vincenzo and I to go have dinner with them. They were staying at Hotel de l'Europe. This was Maigret in the rickshaw with them through Pondicherry, who had the Hotel de l'Europe, and that's where they stayed, and that's where many people stayed. The ex-governor would always come back each year and stay there, and so they were toasting, and Vincenzo had just found out I was pregnant, and so he didn't know if I should drink. So they toasted to Taranti that night. Instead, I did. But no, it was really lovely, very lovely. Nice job.
Nice job.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you know, you were speaking about naivety, and yes, it's true, and it's true that we have certainly realized that it's much more difficult, and it's that the revolution that Auroville represents is something that we were not realizing. It's, at least for me, it's how I'm reading that now. We thought that it was going to happen like this because we agree with the principle. We agree with the dream so much. We find that so fantastic that we said, yeah, tomorrow. Tomorrow we are going to do all that. But we didn't realize what it represents at a human level. Mm-hmm. For humanity as a species, which is represented in us, of course. We are part of this species. So that is something. But I will say that also we have such a faith. It was, even when I arrived in 1977, and it was in the middle of the fight between the Shurubindu Society, still, I can see that in all the people who were here, there was a burning faith, I will say, and this faith allowed us to accomplish some miracle in a way at this moment. Now what I find too bad is we have much doubt. The doubt are kind of, it's everywhere, no? At each step in Auroville, we doubt that, we are going to do this, and that is killing us in a way. So it's maybe we have to work on that and try to find inside a new burning faith that is make things possible. Mm-hmm. We still have that, but it's a bit polluted by doubt, I will say.
Doubt.
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 Doubt. Okay.
Sorry. C'est la pavillon de France. On devrait parler en français.
Ah oui, on pourrait parler en français. Mais bon.
What I want to say, the change, bad or good, is not only in Auroville. Pondicherry was peaceful town. My village was peaceful village. It's been changed all over the world. The fast, the doubt. Doubt is not only in Auroville, not in our faith. Doubt is in Italy, in America, in the world is doubting. So we are facing something which the world is facing. Don't take on our shoulder only. it's just an happening in the world, and we will somehow conquer, maybe.
One thing that strikes me very much,
at the time when that film was made, we were still living very much under the arrangements that Mother had made. No? He didn't get it quite right, but I mean, we had a little book, and once a month you wrote down what you needed, and it went into the office, and on the first of the month, Prabhaben and her ladies would come out and distribute, you know, what you needed. Your clothes and your washing powder and your toothpaste and whatever. And there were only community kitchens, or perhaps only in very isolated houses people were cooking in their own homes, and Mother didn't like it. She said, no, I don't want people to cook at home.
So it means the ideal was very much stronger than now.
And it's a selection, that's what I mean. Today I was seeing that so strongly, that if we can't re-establish that principle of no circulation of money in Oroville, that selection simply doesn't happen, no? Of the people who really are willing to make that leap and, in order to... Because otherwise we become more and more dominated by the market forces. And the whole idea, I mean, it wasn't that Mother was against wealth. I think it was Uda who very nicely said it, no? That wealth is a power, it has to be offered to the divine. There's nothing wrong about making money, no? But if we need to have, she wanted us all to have our basic needs provided. In Oroville today, Lyle was saying he finds it shocking that there's 220 people on maintenance. But we are 2,000 people, no? Why aren't we all being supported by the community? That's how it was meant. It was very clearly enunciated. And we struggle and we struggle all these years, but we can't get back to that, no? That we become really a family taking care of each other, and that Every penny, every rupee that comes into Oroville, it's Mother's money, and she should never have to pay for anything twice. So I don't know. Anyway, I mean, I'm not despairing or doubting about Oroville, but the opportunity's still open. It's offered to everybody. But I think we should be a little bit clearer about what that opportunity is. I mean, if we were clearer, the things would move better, I believe.
It is this film which made me come to Oroville. I saw it in 1973 in February, and I was in Paris at that time. I was working as a counselor of education, and I just looked at the TV one day and I saw the program. And it was so extraordinary for me, so new, that immediately I knew that I would go. So the next day, I just phoned to the ORTF and spoke to Jean-Pierre Elkabach. And he gave me the address of Oroville International in France, in Paris. And I went there, and I thought I was still dreaming. People were opening the door, what do you want? What can we do for you? And it was all new for me. And I'm still here. After 35 years, I have not moved. The fate is the same. The aspiration is the same also. I think that if each of us, if we really are sincere, I think we can make it. But it's for everybody, individually, and maybe collectively also, but individually, if you are all very sincere, we'll make it.